Badger Champion 403.
Roger, copy, and that's 2 Alpha 6s.
2 Alpha 7s.
Roger, 403.
Champion 403, go ahead.
Roger, would you proceed to the 025 at 40 off of channel 72? Contact Linebat to 07 on frequency Alpha Echo. He has movers.
Roger, and Alpha Echo, thank you.
Roger, you're working altimeter 3002.
Roger, 3002, and am I cleared Alpha Echo this time?
That's firm.
Roger, switching. Linebat 07, this is Champion 403.
Champion 402, prime echo.
403, flight at 2 Alpha 7s, mission number 1620. We have 16 Mark 82s, 4 CBUs, 20 Mike. We're at base plus 16, and we have on station time until 2:05 after the hour.
Roger, roger. And for Roger, how about 025, 40, channel 72. And understand you have about 4-0, 4-5 minutes of play time. We got two trucks down here. We got a mark, and we just need yours.
Okay, well, try and put it on there for you.
Roger, roger.
And we're at 48 miles right now, coming up on your radio.
Okay, if you stand by, they will give you your target brief.
Dragon 40, back 07.
Go ahead.
Roger, 07 is at base plus 7. Altimeter setting is 3002. Target elevation is 1,200 feet. Movers recommended rolling from east to west. High terrain to the north at 3 miles is 3,700. At 3 miles to the southwest is 3,300. Bailout heading is 200 for 40 miles, or as much as you can make of that heading. Could I have your mission symbol again, please? It was broken up.
Roger. Mission number 1620.
Roger, copied. You copy my brief?
Roger, copied your brief. Roger, I understand.
And, well, we're going to recommend that you work east-west, but it's possible that we may have to alter that plan and to suit the weather here. But east-west still looks like a fairly good situation.
Okay, I'm due west of you at this time. I have two markers on the ground. Look like they're running just about east-west.
Roger, we put a couple down there. We got a beacon on PCR 20.
Okay, and I believe I got the general area in sight.
Roger, do you have a tally on us? We have our beacon on. It's a shielded beacon. You may have to be a little bit closer to us instead.
If you can give me a short count, I'll try and pick you up.
Roger, Champion 403, supply message 712-345-4321. That's 7-1.
Yeah, I believe I had you for a minute there, but I have the two markers on the ground, and we're just south of the markers at this time.
Roger, can you see the cloud cover here? It's going to maybe scattered or broken.
Roger, I got it. And could you give me the target altitude one more time, please?
Roger, I'll check with the nav and I'll give it to you also.
And two, if you'll stay high, I'll go on now.
Markers that are fairly close together, and there's one marker off to the east. You may be able to see all of them, but if not, it's possibly because of the clouds.
Roger, I got all three of them in sight there, and they're loud and clear from an easterly run into the west.
Okay, here's the story. The movers right now were originally at the first marker. They're approaching to be past the second marker. We've got some marks parallel in the road. We did a pretty good job there. They're halfway between the first and second marker at this moment, and they are to the south of the markers. That's to the left as you're coming from east to west. The unit distance between the markers and that off to the south there, and that's where we want to start working.
Okay, now when we're talking markers, we're talking about the second marker being the middle one and the western marker being the third one, correct?
Roger, I wish you'd only talk about those two. The other mark, the trucks were there when we originally sighted them. The eastern mark, post marker, we'd like to discard the two that are close together we use.
Okay, and between those two markers, a little to the south, and about halfway between them will be a good target, right?
Just a second, sir. Okay, champion, the clouds are really getting worse here, and my scope man says right now the guys' trucks are at the southern marker. They're passing the beam, that one on the road.
Okay, that's the furthest west one, right?
That's affirmative. You have us in sight.
That's a firm, and I'm about to be in a rolling position if I'm cleared.
All right, Roger, if you have us in sight, you're definitely cleared.
Okay, I'll be pulling out to the left, and I'll be running in east to west.
Roger, you pull out to the left of the south, and call in and off, please.
Will do.
Yeah, please keep us in sight at all times.
Roger. And Champ One's getting into position to stop. Champ One's rolling in.
Champ One, you're cleared in. We're turning off to the north.
I'm dropping two Mark 82s.
Good job. Scope says that was right on the road. You can't tell yet whether you got a truck or not. The flash was very bright.
Okay.
Okay, Jeff, if you can put a CPU right there, I think that'll spread it good enough to get the trucks that were there. We had two, definitely.
Okay, I'll switch to CPUs at this time.
Okay, give me your position, and we'll be over the target shortly. We have a beacon on. Let me know if you can see me. I'll clear you.
Okay. And Champ's getting into position right now.
Okay, do you have me?
Right, I got you.
You're clear, dude.
Thank you. And it'll be a lefty. I'm pulling out this time.
Roger, keep turning left to the salvo.
And about the same place, right?
Roger, put a CVU in the same place.
Okay, Champ One's in.
Roger, one.
And Savior is away.